Trigger job. That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three on this Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is my personally endorsed candidate for Montmorency County Clerk, Timothy Jacobs is his name, that'll appear on the ballot. Tim, welcome into the show this morning.
Thanks, Randy.
You were at the Montmorency County Board of Commissioners meeting this morning. Did they, in fact, hold the meeting at 9 o'clock?
They did.
What happened at that meeting?
Well, Randy, I feel like I'm going to have a little bit of a heart attack, let me tell you. So we had the meeting, and the meeting was long, man. The meeting went about 2 hours. The place was packed. I haven't seen that many people in that building for a meeting in a very, very long time. Unfortunately,
was there so many people there?
Well, you know, we did the show last Wednesday. We touched on the show. Friday, we had a meet and greet. Todd, myself, Mike, Sherry, who's running for treasurer, we all had a meet and greet in Hillman, and we had a mass turnout for that. You know, we hit on the head that this meeting was this Wednesday, how imperative it was that citizens show up, voice their concern about election integrity, and call to action the adoption of the resolution. We also had a meet and greet on Sunday in Atlanta, another huge turnout. Same thing, we hit on this meeting, and tons of people showed up today. Todd was there as well, representing us, giving his feedback. I mean, there was a lot of people in that meeting room today to force the commissioners, so to speak, to adopt this resolution.
Okay, stop. So this was done before the actual meeting opened up to do their official business. This was all done during public comment at the beginning of the meeting?
Yes.
Did the Board of Commissioners, in fact, make the motion? Who made the motion? Who seconded it? Did the resolution actually get introduced?
The resolution did get introduced. It was on the agenda.
Stop. Stop, Tim. Stop. You have to answer my questions. Who introduced, who made the motion to introduce the resolution?
Lloyd Peltier.
Lloyd?
Peltier.
Peltier. Okay, you broke up a little in my headset.
Oh, sorry.
Who was the person, the commissioner, that supported or seconded it?
Mary Hardis.
Mary?
Hardis.
Okay, yeah, yourselves. Okay, I got it. Was there discussion?
There was discussion.
At the end of the discussion, did the chairman of the Montmorency Board of Commissioners call for a roll call vote on the resolution?
Yes.
What was the vote total?
The vote was 3-2 in favor of rejecting the resolution.
3-2 to make the motion fail. So the two votes were obviously the two commissioners that made the motion supported it. Who are the names of the three that voted against it?
Don Edwards, who's the chair, voted against it, stating that he needed more information.
No. I don't care about what he states. What's his name?
Don Edwards.
Voted against it.
Yes.
And he's the chairman of the Montmorency County Board of Commissioners.
Yes.
Is he being primary challenged?
He is, by Kelly Carl.
Kelly Carl is the person, folks, you need to vote for county commissioner in that district. Who was the other two that voted no?
I didn't get their names. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. You got five county commissioners on that board. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Okay, so Carl Peltier. Is it Peltier?
Peltier. French.
Got it.
Yep.
And the other one?
Mary Hardis.
Those are the three folks that need to make up the majority of the Montmorency County Board of Commissioners, period. And throw out the other two. Are they being primary challenged? Do you know?
I don't believe so, no.
So these...
There is one. One is being challenged. Michelle Hamlin is the other challenger.
Okay, Hamlin, absolutely. We got to vote for these people. We need to send a loud and clear message. You guys had one bite of the apple. Today was your opportunity, and you failed the people of Montmorency County. Pure and simple. Was the county clerk there?
The county clerk was there, as well as township clerks.
Did she give any input about this resolution in any way, shape, or form?
The input was given that it was an unfair resolution. She had contacted Lansing about the resolution and, you know, questioned, you know, that this even take place. At the end of the day...
Is it true, Tim, that she tried to kill this meeting from even occurring, taking place today?
Oh, 100% it's true.
How did the current county clerk of Montmorency County try to kill this meeting?
She sent a email to the state and tried to get the meeting stopped, claiming it was unlawful and unfair and that the meeting wasn't legally appropriate and didn't need to take place.
Under what Michigan compiled law, under what state statute, in her email to the Secretary of State or Attorney General, whoever she sent it to, what MCL compiled law statute did she cite as this meeting was supposedly breaking laws?
That I don't know, because she didn't go into detail on the MCL. It was an email that was distributed. She didn't want to get into that. But everything that we have done and everything we have researched, this adoption, like we said last Wednesday, was made from St. Clair County. It was perfectly legal. There was nothing unfair, unlawful about it. The adoption
because
was plain and simple.
You guys just plagiarized what St. Clair County's attorney had put together that their Board of Commissioners passed.
Absolutely. It came directly from an attorney, so there's no way that this was unlawful.
Folks, you have got to get educated on these candidates in Montmorency County. The sheriff needs to go. The clerk needs to go. The commissioners need to go. The majority, those three commissioners, have got to be voted out of office. If you want transparency, if you want accountability, if you want election integrity, if you want a constitutional sheriff, if you want a constitutional clerk that will clean up the qualified voter files, getting rid of dead people who actually voted in your last election, and your current clerk is okay with it, you need to vote for Timothy Jacobs, Mike Carl to be sheriff, and these other candidates running. Throw the bums out in Montmorency County. It's that simple. Now, you live in Montmorency. You text me all the time. I've got you stored in my phone. I know who you are. If you don't throw these people out and replace them with these patriots, lose my number. Because I'm sick and tired of getting text messages about you complaining about how the good old boys club is operating in Montmorency County. That it's unbelievable the sheriff spent more money than his budget allowed for by the Board of Commissioners. This clerk said that we had the safest and most secure elections in 2020 and 2022. And she believes it. If you want change, you need to vote for these new patriots coming in that will change that county government. If you don't and they lose my number. I don't want to hear from you ever again about you complaining about Montmorency. Tim, do you know how many complaints I get over the years from Montmorency about the good old boys club? Tell the people what's going on there in the county government.
Oh, the county government is just, it's ridiculous. You know, we have from the top down, starting at our Board of Commissioners, quite frankly, it's a joke. It's disgusting. You know, even talking with Todd today, he said it's absolutely a joke as far as how this resolution was denied, you know, in the process. There's no way that they needed more information than they had. You know, and then you go down to the sheriff. He, right now, he's currently $342,000 over budget. All of his overtime for the year is spent, and we have 6 months, you know, to go. It's insane. He's gone as far as telling board members when the budget is passed that I'm going to be over budget, and you're going to have to deal with it. That's not acceptable.
How can an elected sheriff who falls under the preview and oversight of a county board of commissioners basically give them the middle finger and say, I'm going to spend whatever the heck I want to spend and you guys will have to deal with it? That's so arrogant. What's the current sheriff's name?
The current sheriff's name is Chad Brown.
Chad?
Brown.
Shame on you. Chad Brown? Shame on you. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You are the most fiscally irresponsible elected official that I've ever heard of in Northern Michigan. Unbelievable.
Well, and it goes back, you know, they got rid of the jail. We talked about that. And we had 64 arrests in our county.
What'd they do with the arrests? The arrestees, the prisoners, what'd they do with them?
They transported them to Alpena. You know, and then they're paying overtime. It's such a fiasco.
So somebody gets arrested in Roscommon County, they break the law, then your deputies have to drive all the way to Alpena to put them in that jail and drive all the way back and get paid overtime to do it.
Yeah, from Montmorency, not Roscommon, but still, yes.
I'm Montmorency, I'm sorry. I got so many counties in my brain right now.
I know.
Oh, my God, this is just unbelievable, people. Well, I hope you guys are getting the information out. I hope you guys are running as a slate so that everybody knows who to vote for sheriff, county clerk, county commissioners. Everybody needs to be unified in replacing that county government in Mount Morenci. It's very simple, folks. Look at your ballot. Whoever is the incumbent, vote for the other one except for
Sherry
Eggett.
Yeah, we need to keep Sherry as a treasurer, and we have to keep Mary and Lloyd. They got to stay on.
Mary Lloyd, the county commissioners, first names M&L, keep them. Everybody else, throw them out. And the treasurer, Sherry, does she spell it with a C or an S?
C.
C for Sherry.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I'm just, this is, I can't believe they denied that resolution. Tim, we appreciate the field report. God bless you. Get out there and knock doors.
Thank you.
Final segment of today's show. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. The bottom line, folks, this good old boy, fake Republican elected officials in Northern Michigan, they know how conservative we are. They know that we love our Constitution. We love our laws. We love the state of Michigan. They run as Republicans to get elected. Because that's who we are. It's that simple. They don't run as Democrats, which they are. They're Democrats. You got a county sheriff, Chad Brown. He's running a $342,000 deficit right now in the sheriff's department, and he's done it for the last 5 out of 7 years. And basically tells the commissioners, you're going to have to deal with it. Tax and spend, baby. Tax the people and cover my budget, including my overtime. Shut the jail down. We're going to save money. We'll just contract with Alpena and pay them to house our criminals. And we'll just pay our deputies time and a half to drive to Alpena from Mount Morenci and back. This sheriff is out of control. This clerk is out of control. She tried to stop the meeting because they're going to pass an election integrity resolution. And you know what the resolution basically said? Here's the bottom line. I read the one from St. Clair County they passed. Demanding that the current clerk run the August 6th primary by removing dead people that they know, 16, based on the Kevin Singh, based on the research, based on the death certificates that Tim Jacobson, Timothy Jacobs, and others in the county researched and found 16 dead people voted in the last election in Mount Morenci. There's people on her poll books, folks, in the qualified voter files that no longer live in Mount Morenci County that voted in 20 and 22. They're going to vote again in 24. And the clerk is okay with that. The person responsible for running countywide elections, the current clerk, is okay with that. This resolution would have demanded that she cleans up the qualified voter files and get rid of dead people and people who no longer live there, and she wasn't in support of it. Vote for Timothy Jacobs to be the next clerk of Mount Morenci County. This overtaxing and spending sheriff, he's got to go. These three no votes, find out who voted against this election integrity resolution and vote them out of office. It's that simple. If you guys in Mount Morenci want change, this is the time to do it. You want a new county board in Presque Isle County? You need to vote for Robert Crook against John Chepa. Bye-bye, Chepa. Yeah, and take your $2 million with you. You know, that you got $1,000 an acre for your 100 acres, and you're leasing your farm to DTE for that new solar panel farm. 100 grand a year for 20 years, folks. You talking about conflict of interest? He's the chairman, the current chairman of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, is getting a golden parachute when Robert Crook beats his butt in November. You need a new sheriff in Sheboygan. Vote for John Studer. You need a new commissioner in Emmett County. Vote for Brett Gooding. This is going on across all of our listening area, folks. It's time to take our county government back. And the good old boys club do not like us. Good. I take that as a badge of honor. The more you hate me, the more energy you give me. You know, and the thing of it is, the bottom line, they don't want us to hold the debate this coming Thursday, July 11th, in Gaylord at the Ellison Place. Text me, debate, I'll send you the flyer, share it with 10 people. I want to pack the house. They don't want us doing the fun shoot pig roast and having our Patriot candidates there speaking to the voters on July 27th when the 9 days of early voting starts for the August 6th primary. Text me pig and I'll text you the flyer and the website. They don't want us to get this information out there, people. This platform, the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this radio station, this show, is the only one giving you the truth. And they hate it. That's why we had to replace the computer, the mixer, and the mic. You want to help us out, support us in any way, shape, or form, go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on the donate button, whatever you can afford. Greatly appreciate the support. Well, all I can say is you have the power. And that power, if you got an absentee ballot, is sitting on your kitchen room table or it's in your office. Think about who you want to vote for. U.S. Senate, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. First Congressional District, House of Representatives, Washington, Josh Saul. State Representatives, I've got the text all set. If you want U.S. Senate, Congress, and State Representatives, text me candidates. And I'll send you the text. I'm losing my voice. That's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. We'll talk to you on the radio on Friday. Have a great Independence Day. Enjoy Jerry Stewart's show.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalber, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalber for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.